This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani yesterday. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said, the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of the next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also emphasized the rapidly changing nature of jobs and the growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. The Prime Minister underscored the immense potential of India's creative talents and called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. In his address, he encouraged creators to visit the website wavesindia.org to participate in these challenges. Earlier on 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, had unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 at New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Design in India, Design for the World. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and inquired about his health as he had fallen ill while addressing a poll rally in J&K's Kathua district, the Prime Minister's office informed yesterday. Mr. Kharge fell dizzy on stage while addressing a huge gathering on the last day of the campaign for the third and final phase of the state assembly elections. The Congress president underwent a preliminary medical examination to ascertain the reason for dizziness after addressing the poll rallies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees via video conferencing. He inaugurated the Pune Metro section from the District Court to Swar Gate, marking the completion of Phase 1 of the Pune Metro Rail project. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, India would have given a larger bailout package to Pakistan than sought by Islamabad from the International Monetary Fund had the neighbouring nation maintained friendly relations with New Delhi. Addressing an election rally yesterday in Gurez assembly segment of Bandipora district, Singh referred to the Prime Minister's development package for Jammu and Kashmir announced in 2014-15 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Reiterating the promises made in the BJP's election manifesto, Singh said, as a defence minister, he assures the gathering that if Fakir Muhammad Khan, the BJP candidate, wins in the elections, then more people from Gurez will be recruited in the Indian Army. Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, M.K. Stalin, has requested the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, to take strong and effective diplomatic measure to prevent the arrest of the fishermen from Tamil Nadu and to secure the release of all the arrested fishermen and their fishing boats from the Sri Lankan authorities. In a letter to the minister, he pointed out the incident involving the apprehension of 17 fishermen and their fishing boats bearing registration numbers INDTN10MM411 and INDTN10MM544 near Nedan Bidu yesterday by the Sri Lankan Navy. He said the fishermen had ventured for fishing from the Rameshwaram Fish Landing Centre on the 28th of this month. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today the sua motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The 14th edition of the Hockey India Junior Women National Championship 2024 is all set to take place from today in Ranchi. As many as 26 teams will compete with each other for the trophy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.